Rob, there's really no question that illegal border crossings have been on the rise. We've seen it with our own eyes over the past couple of days. Women and family and children trying to illegally cross the border. But you have to remember there are also thousands of asylum seekers in cities like where we are in Juarez. They are refugees trying to flee dangerous countries in Central America. Illegal crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border have been on the rise since the beginning of the year. But there are other asylum seekers waiting to legally cross, hoping to claim asylum under the Biden administration. We showed up to this nondescript hotel that's been turned into a shelter for asylum seekers in Juarez, Mexico. Dr. Lady Gonzalez greeted us. She's an asylum seeker from Cuba, waiting for her turn to enter the United States. She says the Cuban government was trying to force her to go to Venezuela to practice medicine, so she fled.
When we arrived on the southern border of Mexico, and then the federal police stopped us, and they asked us for $1,000 to let us go through and not deliver us to immigration.
Dr. Gonzalez has been waiting to enter the U.S. for a year and 8 months. While she waits, she takes care of other immigrants at the shelter who have symptoms of COVID-19. Immigrants like Tatiana. She's from El Salvador and hoping to claim asylum and enter El Paso with her five-day-old baby.
Why did you leave El Salvador?
It was a really bad situation back there. Very dangerous.
What was the journey like to get here from El Salvador?
It has been very difficult. We have had a hard time getting all the way here. We have been through ugly stuff, but thank God we are here now.
Most of the families in the shelter are from Central America and countries like Honduras and Guatemala. The families downstairs only have COVID symptoms. Upstairs is where the immigrants who have tested positive for COVID-19 are recovering. Cuban doctor Adrian Reyes Gomez, who has been seeking asylum in the U.S. since 2019, takes care of the sickest people. He talked to us from a window, afraid of spreading COVID.
We're giving them the attention and bringing food to their doorstep, checking on their temperature, checking their oxygen levels, and making sure they take their medicine.
Dr. Gomez and the others here say they have newfound hope since the Biden administration announced they'll let about 25,000 asylum seekers wait in the U.S. while their cases are processed.
I registered on the webpage, and right now I'm waiting for the confirmation call.
But the wait to get into the U.S. is very long and has been delayed by the pandemic. One of the other Cuban doctors who was here for more than a year gave up on waiting and crossed the border illegally recently.
Your friend, who is also a doctor who was working here, why did she decide to cross illegally?
She abandoned her process. Some of her friends decided to cross illegally and got a second chance, so she decided to do the same thing.
And so right now you have a lot of those asylum seekers who are trying to decide whether they want to wait out the process and cross legally or cross illegally. And again, the Biden administration has said that they will let about 25,000 of the asylum seekers into the country to wait out the process. But so far, that has been moving very, very slowly. Live in Juarez, Mexico, Brian Inton, News Nation.